This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
We go to Athens for the latest on your Georgia Bulldogs. This is Bulldog Roundtable exclusively on The Fan. Live from the Georgia's own Credit Union Studios at the Buttsmere Building in Athens.
25-20, far sideline, 15-10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
This morning, The Fan staff brings you the latest on the Dogs.
As the only station in Atlanta that's live in Athens all year long.
Yes, indeed! That was too easy!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's Own Credit Union. Find out how you can become one of Georgia's Own at georgiasown.org. And by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. You can't spell Haug without the U, the G, and the A. HaugLawGroup.com.
And that's going to be the ball game. Georgia will win this ball game.
Now, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios in the Buttsmere Building in Athens, it's Chuck Dowdle on the Bulldog Roundtable.
And a good Thursday morning to all of you in the Bulldog Nation. Boy, just another beautiful spring morning here in the Deep South. But keep in mind, look, we got a little problem with gasoline. I understand that, but it looks like things are going to work out here in the next week or so. So just, you know, keep calm, keep everything under control. And speaking of keeping everything under control, we are coming to you live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios and presented by the Haug Law Group. And you can reach them at HaugLaw.com. And by the way, our first guest this morning is a guy that I know, Josh Brooks, our J. Reed Parker, Director of Athletics. And Josh, I know there's got to be a lot of days right now where you wake up and say, you know, sometimes you get what you ask for, and it's not always what you think it's going to be.
Well, you know, Chuck, I see everything as an opportunity in my mind. I'm an eternal optimist, so I look at everything as a way to get better.
I'm not talking about bad stuff. I'm talking about just so much stuff. Somebody once told me, he was an assistant football coach, and he said until he actually became a head coach, he said, you know, you thought as an assistant coach that you understood what the head coach did, but until you actually sat in that chair at that desk as the head coach, that you never really realized all the things that crossed that desk. Has that been kind of the same with the AD's position?
A little bit. You know, I've been fortunate, especially the last couple of years, Greg, really included me in a lot of things. I was part of a lot of discussions or a lot of the things that came up. But I think the biggest difference is when you sit in the chair, it just feels the quantity of things that are constantly coming. It just feels a little bit more intense than you may have anticipated. But every day you sit here, you become more used to it, and it feels like everything to some degree slows down around you. As opposed to the first few months, you feel like you're just, as they say, drinking out of a fire hose.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the good news that you announced earlier this week, and that is that 100% capacity at Foley Field for that final home series for Georgia's baseball team coming up next weekend against Ole Miss. Not this weekend. We're down at Florida this weekend, but the following weekend we'll be at home against Ole Miss. And given the situation baseball's in right now, I mean, every win is critical. And so, you know, that could matter, having a full capacity crowd at Foley.
There's no doubt. You know, we know what our fans mean to our team. We know the atmosphere that we can create in Foley. And, you know, the kids have not been able to really truly experience that this year. They've been on the road a couple times where they've been a part of 50% capacity crowds. And I think the last weekend in Arkansas was pretty close to being full. So, really excited. It's going to be a big series. Great team coming in. And I know we've all been waiting for this. This will be really the first full capacity event we've had since the pandemic. So a lot of excitement, and I think it will translate into a great weekend.
And, you know, obviously with this taking place now, right here at the end of our spring season of baseball, that it kind of signals good things ahead for the fall if we continue on this path that we apparently are on right now with the vaccinations.
That's right. And that's why we've been really trying to be a proponent of everyone getting vaccinated. And we're seeing, look, I track the numbers every day, and you're seeing a constant decline in cases. I think I think we're under 40,000 cases a day, 7-day average for the first time in 8 months, and that's great progress. So we're heading in the right direction. Everything looks great. And we've been saying, look, we've been saying it for a couple months. We're planning on being at 100% capacity for Sanford in the fall. That's the plan, and that's the mission, and we're all working towards that right now.
All right, let's get to the big topic of conversation in collegiate sports right now, and that's the NIL legislation that seems to be going into effect piecemeal across the nation. But this was a train that you could see coming down the tracks for quite a while, and Georgia got prepared for it. You've engaged a private firm to kind of help with that. Kind of explain to the fans exactly what is going on now with NIL.
Well, as you said, it's a lot going on state to state, different places. You got NCAA working on legislation, and hopefully we're all hoping for federal legislation. That way every state and everyone's doing the same thing. I think that's the key to this whole puzzle. But for us, under the leadership of Will Lawler, our deputy AD for legal affairs, it's about guiding us through this process. So he started early on with the committee of tracking where this was headed, and that's why it was crucial for us to partner with Altius early on and work through what these steps are going to be, educating our student athletes, following and tracking how we can, you know, maximize this for our student athletes and provide them the best opportunity moving forward. But a lot of that credit goes to Will Lawler and his staff. And I think we'll be in a great position to, you know, to utilize this moving forward on July 1.
Right now, do you see your role as primarily an informative role to the student athlete to let them know, you know, what is available, what is not available? And do you see the athletic department is going to actually have a role in the business end of this?
Well, the rules right now and the way they're projected, we would not have a role in the business end. It would preclude us from doing so. And as we see what the NCAA legislation and potential federal legislation would say, most of those project that we would not have a role in that other than the educational end of it and the monitoring end of it, because you don't want to get into, you know, anything beyond that. But that's just something we're going to keep tracking and keep working through with Will and staff, and that's why we're working so hard to keep track of every single piece of legislation that's being discussed on the NCAA level and the federal level.
Are you, as we are, you know, as we've really learned over the past few decades with new legislation as it pertains to student athletes and amateur student athletes, are you concerned about unintended consequences that could pop up?
You're always, and that's the key to everything that comes up within any legislation is, or any rule change for that matter. It's always the unintended consequences, but a lot of groups are working hard to think through that and try to forecast what some of those unintended consequences could be. But that's always the fear with any change. But like I've said, with everything else, you know, change is inevitable. Growth is optional. So how do we grow from this? How do we make this better? How do we make this better for our student athletes? How do we maximize this to help student athletes who, you know, maybe would have not had this opportunity in the past? So we'll have new opportunities. So all of our guidance and everything we're going to do is going to be about making this better for the student athletes and protecting them against what you said, the unintended consequences of the unforeseen things that could potentially be negative. So that's what our team's in place here to do, is to help against those things.
The one thing I do know about, you know, from my years inside that Butts Mayor building with the people that are there, is that the benefit for the student athlete will be first and foremost on the minds of everyone in that building. It's always been that way, and it will continue to be that way. And Josh, really appreciate your leadership through this. And before I let you go, let me turn my attention to one other subject now, and that's the portal, because it's getting so much attention with our basketball program. Are you concerned about this portal, and are you concerned about where we may be headed with it, or how we can, again, make that so that it doesn't damage the sport but benefits the student athlete?
Yeah, so, you know, this is the first year of what everyone's anticipated is that everyone could transfer without any limitations. One-time transfer, no sitting out. That spiked it up right there right off the bat. And then combine that with the fact that you've got a lot more student athletes due to COVID who have an additional year. So that's really spiked that number, and it's impacted men's basketball more dramatically than every other sport in the country. Now, this will be the new norm moving forward, but I don't think we'll ever see this true number that we've seen this year. And what may happen, unfortunately, through this is so many kids in the portal, some of them may not be able to find a landing spot through this, so it may put a dent in that future. So I think this will be the biggest year that we've ever see, but I think this will be a new norm of this just being the norm in men's basketball and some other sports, that there'll be a lot of volatility in roster and kids moving on. But like I said before, how do we take advantage of that? How do we make that a positive for us? So we obviously have a coach who's done a phenomenal job of developing basketball players that have gone on to compete at the next level. So we've got to take advantage of that and get kids in here who want to develop. Maybe it's a grad transfer who's got 1 year left and wants to maximize their development before they try to go play professionally. So you have to view everything as an opportunity to get better. And I think, one thing we've probably not enough coverage on is the kids that we're bringing in. And I think that's got to be our focus right now, what we can control, and bringing kids in here who want to be here at Georgia and keep developing and getting better.
Well said, Josh, and really appreciate your time. Thanks so much this morning for being with us, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again down the road here. But Josh Brooks, he's our J. Reed Parker Director of Athletics. And, Josh, I'm going to have to let you go because I got a couple of golf coaches from the University of Georgia, and I know you're real proud of their programs right now as they're getting set to head to even more tournament play. And that's an exciting time of the year, isn't it?
There's no doubt. I'm very proud. What a round our women's team had yesterday, winning by 15 strokes at the regional. That is a massive victory, and then I'm excited for their upcoming tournament in Nashville.
No doubt about it, out in Scottsdale. All right, Josh, we'll let you go and get back to work for us. Thanks so much. Our J. Reed Parker Director of Athletics, Josh Brooks, and as we just told you, we're going to take a break. We come back, we got a lot of golf to talk about because Georgia's golf teams, both the women's and the men's, getting set here to really do some big things here in postseason. That's next.
Dialed into the Dogs all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on the Fan. This is Bulldog Roundtable.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
With Chuck Dowdle, live from the Georgia's Own Credit Union Studios in the Butzmir Center in Athens, on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
And as promised, our women's golf coach, Josh Brewer, joining us now. And Josh, congratulations. I was just talking with the big boss about how proud he was of that effort up in Columbus, Ohio. And I know you feel just as proud with that big win in the regional there.
Yeah, sometimes you enjoy the phone call from the big boss, as you just alluded to Josh Brooks. Sometimes you don't. But, no, it's been fun talking to him the past two or three days. So I guess it's a good thing I scheduled my monthly meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m. That's smart timing. But
well, I got to tell you, Josh, right now it's really coming together for a 15-shot victory in the Ohio Regional. And now you head to Scottsdale for the NCAAs. You have to feel like there's a lot of confidence and optimism.
Yes, we were confident going to regionals, and some people might think we're a little crazy after, you know, the end of our year, but we know we're talented, and now you ride that momentum. You kind of, you know, you keep talking about it, what put us in that position. And, you know, sometimes in golf, you see people get on runs for 3, 4, 5 weeks, and hopefully we can just extend that for another about 12 days.
You know, it's really funny because as soon as we finish talking with you, we're going to be talking with Chris Hack, our men's golf coach, and he's getting set to head to his regional. And he always says every year that's the most nervous time of the year for him because you got to you know, finish in that top six there to get to the championships. And now you've done it. But is that the most, was that the most nerve-wracking time for you to be in the regional?
Oh, yes. And yesterday, even though we had a big lead and way ahead of the number, it's just like you just count down every hole. It's like, okay, there was a green in regulation. There was a putt that went in the hole. It's like you do, because it's, in a way, it's your livelihood comes down to a couple of days of golf, no matter what you've done throughout the year. So, yeah, you try to hide it from the team, but at the same time, they know how important it is. And so we just kind of – we just approached it. We were going to go try win instead of trying to make it, and it worked out that we were able to pull that off.
Tell me about Jenny Bay and how she played. I mean, she won the medalist honors and shot a 4-under 212. That was three shots ahead of the rest of the field. I mean, she clearly had an outstanding tournament.
Yeah, I mean, she came here as a highly regarded recruit, and she's finally, about the past 2 months, just been working hard on her game. And with the weather, we always kind of hold her back with a little colder just to let her body rest. So she kind of really didn't get started until about March, you know, full practice, full playing all the time. And, I mean, she ended SECs with 68-68 and then barely missed qualifying for the U.S. Open right before we left for Ohio. So you could see her peaking, and this will just give her even more confidence because she's one of the best amateurs in the country, and just super excited for her. I mean, instead of winning just a regular season event, go get your first college win in the postseason.
You know, it's really – golf's that game that where confidence is everything, you know, and I think the great Bobby Jones said it's played on that 6-inch course between the ears. But, you know, when you start to talk about confidence, it means so much in golf. Somebody once told me, says, you know, the great thing about this game is when you're playing good, you think you'll never play bad again. When you're playing bad, you think you'll never play good again. Right now, you're playing good. That couldn't be any more to your advantage as you head out to Scottsdale.
No, you're right. And we've had it. This group's only been together for two tournaments this year. So someone could say, I did a bad job of putting this team, you know, in the right position, but we've had depth, and it's just kind of worked itself out. But no, these five ladies are, again, gelling well, and they give each other confidence. And just like Jenny made six birdies out of her last seven holes day two, Joe yesterday made five birdies her last seven holes. So they kind of they're just waiting on one teammate to get on a run. So it kind of keeps you relaxed because it doesn't shock them when a teammate comes in and it's 4, 5, 6 under par.
All right. Now, I believe you get underway out in Scottsdale. Was it May 21st?
That is correct.
So you got some time in here where you got to keep everything on the tracks. And, you know, I know you'll do that. But quickly before I let you go, were you a little surprised about what happened down in that New Orleans regional with the golf course? And they just called it off.
Yeah, it's hard to know exactly why they did it. You know, you're happy for the teams that made it, but at the same time, I couldn't imagine being down there not competing, because that's all you do and you want to tee it up. But yeah. I'm assuming there'll be some changes to our manual come next year.
Yeah, let's explain to everybody. They had some rain. The course was deemed by those who were running the tournament as to be not championship level, although it appeared you could play on it, but they didn't think it was championship level, so they just called it off, and they're taking the going by seeds, and those teams, the top-seeded teams, will get to advance. So, Josh, listen, best of luck when you head out to Scottsdale. We'll certainly be pulling for you and the young ladies, but so proud of the way they played up in Columbus.
Thank you, Chuck. You have a great day, and go Dogs.
Go Dogs, no doubt about it. Josh Brewer here with us on the Bulldog Roundtable. We'll take a break, come back, and turn our attention to our men's golf team getting ready to head to that Tallahassee region. What's next?
The only Atlanta station broadcasting live from Athens all year long.
This is Bulldog Roundtable on The Fan.
This is Georgia head coach Kirby Smart, and you're listening to the Bulldog Roundtable on the official sports talk station of the Georgia Bulldogs, 680 The Fan on FM at 93.7. Go Dogs!
Well, welcome back, and as promised, Coach Chris Hack, 25 seasons running the University of Georgia men's golf program. And, Coach, thanks for your time this morning, because I know this is a busy time. You're getting set to head to those regionals, the Tallahassee regionals, where Georgia's headed. And you always say this is the tournament where you are the most nervous.
Well, this is the week where you always feel like you have everything to lose and nothing to gain. You know, you're just trying to get to that next level. So, yeah, it's always a little nerve-wracking this time of year.
You know, I look at all of your accomplishments, though, and we could fill the show talking about all that you've done in 25 years, but a two-time National Coach of the Year, five-time SEC Coach of the Year. You've won two national titles, eight SEC championships. If anybody can read a team, you can. How are you reading our team right now?
I think we have a dangerous team. I think we've got a team that has really not played quite to the capabilities that they have, even though we've played really well and we've won some tournaments and we won the stroke play in the SEC, but we still haven't, I think, clicked on all cylinders. So I think it's a team that could go all the way if they do.
You've got some leadership. I mean, you've got a fifth-year senior. You've got another senior. You've got juniors and a sophomore. So you've got a team that's kind of, I don't know any other way to put it, than been there, done that.
Yeah, these guys are all pretty experienced, you know, with Davis and Trent being, you know, returning first-team All-Americans. You know, Spencer's a two-time All-American. And then Eli Scott, who transferred in from Coastal Georgia, he was a two-time All-American down there. You know, and then you throw in Connor Creasy, who's got a pretty nice resume in the amateur circuits and has just gotten better and better each week as he plays. He just seems to be becoming more and more comfortable. I mean, it is a fairly seasoned team. They've got a lot of experience in big events, and that's why I think if this team can get on a little bit of a run, it could be a dangerous team to go all the way.
How is confidence level right now heading into this?
You know, I think it's pretty good. I think all these guys feel really good. I know they have a little bit of a sour taste in their mouth getting beat in the match play at the SEC championship. But I think they are still, pretty happy with the way they performed in the stroke play portion of things. And again, I think they look at this and say, hey, we've got unfinished business and we need to, you know, let's take this and help this motivate us, you know, going forward. So I think they're looking into it like they've got some things to prove.
Well, when you showcase, when you're in a tournament where you've got showcasing the numbers 3, 4, and 9 world amateur golf rated players, that's a pretty impressive field.
Yeah, it's a tough field down there, and anytime you go into the NCAAs and so forth, I mean, I'm looking at Georgia Tech. I think they're coming in as the number 4 seed or 5 seed, one of those two. You know, and they're always a dangerous team. They're always good. So, you know, they didn't play very well early, but they played well at late. Georgia Southern has played really well this year. Florida State's had an outstanding year. But it's a strong regional, and it's one of those that you can't go down there and take it for granted. You're going to have to play pretty solid for 3 straight days.
Yeah, Tech's Tyler Stafacci, I think, is ranked 9th in the world, but ranked number 3 in the world is our very own Davis Thompson. And how is Davis headed into this?
Davis is doing good. You know, he's coming off a little bit of a mixed high and low. You know, he's excited, said he had so much fun at the Walker Cup, and he learned so much, and just thinks that was one of the greatest experiences of his life. But he was also disappointed in the way he played in the singles. And so I think, I think he's looking at it that, hey, I've got to get out there and prove myself again, which is not always a bad thing to have something motivate you to work a little harder. So I think he's looking forward to get to regionals and the nationals and again, having something to prove.
Well, it's a 14-team field, and as you point out, includes Georgia Tech and FSU, but also LSU. The top five teams will advance. So you've just got to play watching not only what's in front of you, but you got to watch what's behind you too.
Yeah, that's why I say it's one of those weeks where I'm always nervous that you know, no matter what you do, you could play really, really well, but if five teams play better than you, you know, you're out. So you've got to really, you really got to go into it with a mindset of I've got to go and try to win this event, and just play solid for three straight days and hope you move on to the next level. But I'm going to be sitting there probably biting my fingernails a lot during this week.
Well, it gets underway on the 17th, which is Monday. So when will you head down, Coach?
We're actually going to head down to Lake Oconee for a couple of days and play down there and just kind of take it easy, just, you know, have some fun and try to do a little bonding as we're going. And then we'll take off Saturday morning and actually get to Tallahassee that afternoon.
And before I let you go, how's your ankle doing?
It's doing better. I've got the boot off. I've got a little sleeve on there, but it's still swelling up on me every day. But the doctor told me that'd be happening for about a year. But I'm actually walking around on it, so it's slowly getting better.
I got it just to fill everybody in. Coach Hack slipped and fell in the sixth fairway at Augusta National and suffered that injury. Oh, my goodness. But any story that starts off, well, I was playing golf at Augusta. Well, that's a good story. Coach, continued healing there. And best of luck down in Tallahassee.
All right. I appreciate it, Chuck. Thanks so much.
All right, and go Dogs. And to all of you in the Dog Nation, thanks so much for being with us here today on the Bulldog Roundtable. Let's have a great Bulldog Day, everybody.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Is there chaos in your closet? Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right, which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart, and there needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.